This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There are times, and today is one of them, where we need to get down into the nitty-gritty of how this economy works. And we are doing it thanks to one Jerome Powell, the incumbent chair of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System. Mr. Powell, Jay, to his friends, gave a speech last night in which he said some things out loud about one of the key lubricants of this economy, corporate debt. Anybody who watches or watches over this economy has been looking now and again at how much companies owe. The ratio of business debt to the entire U.S. economy, that is GDP, is at historic highs. And while Chair Powell did not say that corporate debt is going to bring the whole financial system crashing down around us, he did say that there are some things we don't know about all that corporate debt out there, especially the risky stuff. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
Businesses have been taking out more and riskier loans.
The leveraged loan market is larger than it ever has been.
David C. Smith is a professor at the University of Virginia. Leveraged loans are not like regular loans direct from a bank.
Traditional banks will arrange the loans, but then they'll sell off all these, you know, parcel up the pieces of the loans to other institutions.
So banks send those bits of loans right out the door, and with them go bits of risk to other institutions.
Insurance companies, pension funds, even hedge funds now participate to those kind of investments.
Mateo Arena teaches finance at Marquette University. The problem here is that these loans often do not have standards as high as you would find in a regular bank loan.
Basically, the market's so desperate to get some kind of positive return. Interest rates are so low, they're willing to look the other way.
Ken Rogoff is a professor at Harvard. The big question is, who are all these people out there holding these risky loans, and can they handle it if those loans go south?
By and large, if the debt's spread around and some rich tech titan loses their money when there's a default, we really don't care. I think the concern is that there might be some backdoor channel back into the banks.
What if a hedge fund or an insurance company borrowed from a bank and then lent that money to some bad businesses? What if there's a run on a mutual fund that's put money into bad business loans? These are all what-ifs worth asking. Chairman Powell himself said views seem to range from this is a rerun of the subprime mortgage crisis to nothing to worry about here. At the moment, he said, the truth is likely somewhere in the middle. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.